In Parshas Nosoi, the end of the parsha with the Chanukas HaMizbeach, there's an interesting Medrash Rabbah. On the Pasuk Zois Chanukas HaMizbeach Beyoim Himoshach Oisoi. So the Medrash is bar the Vechi Beyoim Shenimshach Nase Kol Chanukas HaMizbeach. On the day of the Hamshocha was all the Chanukas HaMizbeach. Haloi Ad Maloi Shneim Oso Yoim Loi Nigra Chanukas HaMizbeach. It wasn't the first day. It took 12 days until each one of the Nesiim brought his korban for Chanukas HaMizbeach. So what is this? Beyoim Himoshach Oisoi. It's a 12-day event, not a Elo Bo HaKosav LaMedcho. Torah comes to teach us Shekol HaShvotim Hem Shovim VeChavivim Kulam KeEchod Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of the Shvotim are equal and precious and Choviv, all of them like one. As far as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He loves them all as if they were just one. There's no distinction between them. Vehelo aleim akosuv keilu b'yom harish nekrivu kulam. The Torah considers it, refers to it, and considers this as if they all brought it on the first day. Because in the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chavivus, the shvatim, they're all equal, they're all great, and He loves them all, and they're inseparable. He can't distinguish between them. He looks at them all as one unit. And memela, it's considered as if they all were makriv the first day, when the first nosi brought. It's as if they kulam hikrivu, and therefore it's b'yom himoshach. So lekayim ma she'nemar, and this is mekayim what the posuk says in Shir Hashirim, kuloch yofor ayosi. You are all kulach, completely beautiful, my friend, my beloved. Umum ein boch, and you have no mum, there are no blemishes in you whatsoever. So this is Mekayim the Posik. So exactly what's going on here seems a little bit abstract, to say the least. So I think that the pshat is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's this entity called Klal Yisrael. And in His Kaviyochel, in His world, to distinguish between them, to separate them, is almost like then one is going to be first and one is going to be next. That means you're the first amongst equals, okay? But first amongst equals is still first. It's like that's antithetical to this love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in this chashivus. I there's no other way to do it. Each day, I guess they could, and even if you do it on one day, one korban at a time, there was one mizbeach, there was one, so it can't be. So Memela said, it can't be. On the other hand, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, it can't be that a machshev more one than the other. And one might be more worthy. We find Chazal that they talk about, this one had more Torah, and this one had this one had Shechenim Roim Memela. They were nichshal in certain things, but that doesn't matter. But in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this love is so intense, this everyone is equal, that it's not shaykh. He has to consider them all as one, as if they all brought the korban on the first day, so there shouldn't be any differential between, in order, which is a practical thing, which they have no other way to do it, but that's too much of a bittul in that chavivus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for each one as part of a kulam ke'echod, as part of a whole, and memela he can't have that distinguished. So the Torah has to say it's considered as if they all brought it the same day, and that's lekayim the posuk kulach yofor ayosi umum ein boch. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at Klal Yisrael and he sees total beauty. No mum. Either Balei Mumin, there are people that did things wrong, there are people that didn't act appropriately, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu has such love for Klal Yisrael that he sees them as one absolute unit of chavivus, and there's nothing else. In the way he looks at Klal Yisrael, he looks at this one unit of beauty without any mum. And because of the fact that they're so choviv and they're all part of one, so everything else becomes, maybe it becomes mortal inside. I don't know how it works, but that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at Klal Yisrael. So Mitzad Echod, if that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at Klal Yisrael, then it should be a tremendous inspiration for us to respond. Because, you know, look, he even Mum Ein Boch, what do you mean? Mum, there's plenty, we do things wrong. No. As far as I'm concerned, you're choviv, you're so choviv that I can't even allow a distinction. And maybe one shevet could have been, there's shevet, Yisocho, Tamid Chachomim, and this, no, but I can't allow. I only love you all so much, they have to be one. I can't allow even this slight differential that one's coming before the other. I have to consider it like it all happened the same day, and that's because it's kulach yofo. I look at you as complete and total without any mum. It's just one holy, good, lovable unit, and everything else gets swallowed up in that, and that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at Klal Yisrael. I think that, especially at times when we wonder some of the things that are going on in the world, it could be a tremendous chizuk to realize that that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's attitude toward Klal Yisrael. There's another point I just wanted to make very briefly, and that's in the mitzvah of vidui that's brought in this parsha. The chinuch says in the Shoresh HaMitzvah Fisho, this vidui of admitting, saying chotosi, obisi, poshati, and maybe being mafar techet, the fisho of hoidoa se ovein bape, tisgale machsheves hachoite vedaitoi, shumamin beemes ki goliv yodu alefne okel boruchu kol maaseu. He says, when a person admits his sin, he says, chotosi, I sinned, obisi, poshati, I did something wrong. So it's megale. What is it megale? His thought and his das and his knowledge that he believes be'emes, in truth, that Hashem knows everything. Hashem knows everything I do. And he's not going to fool himself to think that Hashem is an ayin roya, but he really doesn't see. That's he says, one of the taimim in vidui. So just a very simple thing to point out. It sounds like, what's the proof? I'll tell you that maybe he isn't ma'amin, that Hashem knows everything. And yet he manages to say vidui because he wants to do tshuva. I did something wrong. I want to admit I did something wrong, and I'm going to do tshuva. It has to prove, he's revealing that he's a ma'amin be'emes, that everything is going with Hashem. I think the pshat must be that the pshat is that it's so difficult to admit a mistake. It's so difficult to admit a mistake. A mistake, when I'm talking about a mistake, I'm talking about an avera. A person does an avera that he has to do tshuva for. A person sinned against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person knows how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves him. A person knows how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at him and says, Kulach yofa rayosi umumein boch. You're all beautiful. You're mamish. I look at the Klal Yisrael as one heap of beauty. This is who you are. And all the things that are lacking, I cover them over. It's mum ein boch. It's one unit of godless, of chavivus, of all equal to each other. I can't allow anyone, even if he's more choshev or older or more Talmud Chochem or something. I love you all. And kulach yofa rayosi, knowing this, so then a person, how can I admit that I did something wrong? Just the concept of going against someone, a being who has such love for me, who has such tolerance for me, who's such willingness to overlook, but how I'm admitting I did such a terrible thing, I have to do tshuva. So he says, the admission is megale, that he knows that Hashem sees. Because if he didn't know Hashem saw, he wouldn't be able to reveal it. A chet is so painful to the sinner, to the one who does it, that going against Hashem with his love for Klal Yisrael is so painful to a person when he recognizes that he went against Hashem with all that love, with all that caring, with all that chesed, with everything that he did for me, with everything that he does for me, and I'm going against it. He told me in the Torah, lo yitaseh, this, that, the other thing, and I go and I do it, whether it's b'mezid, b'shoigig, or b'pshio, b'mered, but it's so painful to admit that. It can only be that when he admits it, he is realizing, maybe he's letting himself know as well, I don't know, but he is megale daitoi, that he Hashem knows anyway. Ah, Hashem knows anyway? Okay, now I can deal with the tshuva process. But if not for that, the tshuva process would be so overwhelming, because how can I admit that I went against HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He tells me what I have to do, and I, with all that he does for me, with all that he represents in my life, with all the chesed that he's done for everyone, with all the love that he expresses, with the way he looks at me, with those chavivos kulach yofar ayosi umumein boch, I'm going to do something against him? I can't imagine such a thing. So the only way that a person is capable, when he says the vidui, what he's saying to himself, and maybe daring more himself, is that Hashem knows everything anyway, now I could say it. But otherwise, it would seem this is the proof that it's a declaration that he knows it. Because if he didn't know it, he wouldn't be able to say it, because how can I admit to such a thing? It's such a terrible thing. And, you know, once again, we may be lacking in our appreciation of how much Hashem loves us. And maybe related to that, we might be lacking in the appreciation of how terrible, how ugly it is when we go against him, how embarrassing it is, such to the extent that it's too overwhelming to admit only to Hashem. I'm talking about vidui public, you don't make public vidui on, certainly not on Bein Odom Lamokoyim, you know, maybe on Bein Odom Lachaveroi, but on Bein Odom Lamokoyim, but I can't handle it. So, Bemela, if we would strengthen this recognition on both fronts, the results would be very, very positive.